Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble podcast with your girl, Shauna Petrus, aka Holistically Her. Holistically Her meaning I'm living my life through whole body healing, that's spiritual healing, mental health healing, physical body healing, you name it. And I'm sharing the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble testimony, you guys. Sexy love is the confidence that we have and that we need to embody. I even have a Facebook page, Pretty Passionate and Pragmatic. Pretty, your confidence, your sexiness, your swag. Passionate, how do you use and share your gifts and talents to the world? What are you passionate for and what is your purpose? Pragmatic, how do you apply simple, practical approaches to daily life's dramas and issues? You know, so I will discuss my experiences, discuss my testimonies with you all, share them all with you, enlighten your mind, enlighten your thought, your creativity, and just heal you. I just want this show to be a healing show and a purposeful show to just drive you closer and closer to who you truly are, just as it did for me and it's doing for me now. It's still working for me now to this day. So I just want you to know this show will teach you to appreciate what has happened to you in your past, that what has happened to you is happening for you, you know? So take this and come along for this journey. Enjoy it. We will discuss love. We will discuss how to find your purpose. We will discuss forgiveness, everything in that realm. And also the dark bubble. For those of you that never heard of it, it's the bubble that just appears and forms and takes its shape when you are suffering from severe depression, from anxiety, and you will learn the steps and methods of how to burst and pop that bubble. Okay, bubble no more, be gone. So if you're listening to this in the car, in your home, come along for the ride, sit back and enjoy. Alright, y'all, so this is the very first podcast and I'm coming to you to definitely talk about your personal appearance, your skincare, and your vibes today, okay? So the very first podcast, I'm super excited to be on here and I just wanted to really address this issue because there was one day in particular I came across someone. And, you know, the reason why I make these podcasts is because it's literally happened to me in my life, you know, or someone close to me. But this happened to me in my life. And that's why I love to come on here and share this, because your Afro-Latina cannot stand when people leave their home and all their drama, all their emotions, all their stress is written right on their face. Written on their skincare, written on their appearance, and written on how they dress. All right, so I just want to go ahead and let's start with first, literally, your personal appearance and dressing to success. Now, what I mean by that is when you leave your house, whether you work at night, you work during the day, you have a uniform to go to work, you have no uniform to go to work, you know, and let's discuss those with uniforms first. What you got is what you got, okay? Or less proper English, what you have is what you have. If you have a uniform, whether it's a post office uniform, it's a UPS, FedEx, it's a maid, you know, housekeeping uniform, what have you, you know, one of them basic attires for, you know, serving at a restaurant, you need to make the most out of it, seriously. You know, dress the best you can with those khakis or those black pants that you gotta wear every day or every other day if you have two pairs. Make the most out of it. Feel good in it. Like when I come to you at Wawa, when I come to you at the UPS, whatever, I'm picking up my package, I wanna feel that, wow, he or she loves what they do. Even if they don't really love it, because yeah, they want to grow and they don't want to be there. They don't want to be working at Target. They don't want to be working at Wawa or at a gas station. But still, you have to serve the people that are coming to you. Now, mind you, let me give you an example. Like I said, again, this happened to me in my life. So I only speak to stuff that happens in my life and that I really see that God wants me to speak on. So listen, I went into Target one day, right? Now, if this guy is listening, that's awesome. Because let me tell you, I went into Target, and you know how some people, you know, you can tell when they really don't like their job, and that makes you feel like you don't even want to come to them to ask them for help, right? So this guy in particular, oh my gosh, like he was such a motivator for his team. And you know how people, you can't really motivate someone, they have to motivate themselves. So he was just inspiring them, I want to say, to do the best they can. And it was so funny because he was on his little intercom, right? On his intercom, everybody else had their intercoms on them and walkie talkies. And he was like, hey, good job team, let's do this. By midnight or whatever time, he said, let's do this, let's get these boxes, let's organize. You guys are doing so great, awesome team. And everybody else replied back because of his vibe. You know, he was like basically inspiring them to have the same vibe. Now I'm gonna talk about that too, like I said, with your vibes and your energy. But anyway, the way he was just behaving in that moment, just with so much energy and so much excitement about his job duty. Maybe he's a manager or a supervisor, but he made them excited because they were on the walkie-talkie. They replied back. I heard the echo. They were like, yay, thank you, woohoo. And then when they turned their walkie-talkies off, right, I was like 2 aisles down. So I heard everything. And I heard the team, I guess he walked away. So I heard the team say, yeah, I know, they really need us. Yeah. It's about time that they recognize that they really need us. So you know what I'm saying? You see how when he addressed the team that I need you guys are doing great, he came with so much profound and great energy. It rubbed off on them and they were appreciated. They were grateful that he appreciated them. So anyway, when I saw him walking down the aisle, I just checked out. And I was like, hey, I'm gonna have to take that walkie-talkie from you because I'm like, you're enjoying it too much, right? And I thought his response was gonna be, yeah, you know, I love what I do, you know what I'm saying? This is my job, and even though, you know, I gotta go and grow up, blah, 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 or, you know, advance to another position or another job, I love what I do, but he didn't say that, right? He said, oh, I can't stand working here, I can't stand it, you know, but I gotta do what I gotta do, right? And again, he had on his khakis. You know, for Target, he had his khakis on, his sneakers on, and his whole, his like a vest. You know how in Target, I think they gotta wear like a vest or something like that. But he had on something red. I'm trying to remember, but he had on something red. And he actually said, I don't like what I do. And he's like, and I said, no. I reminded him, I said, but you're doing awesome. Like you are a profound leader. You're doing awesome for your team. And he said, yeah, I know. So mind you, he had on his khakis. He had on that gray vest or whatever he had on, plus carrying around his walkie-talkie. But like I said, dressing to success, his hair was done. His skin looked good. His khakis were pressed. His sneakers were clean. His shirt was clean and pressed. And he was dressed for success that day, at that very moment. And that's what I'm talking about. Whether you are working at McDonald's, whether you're working at Target, making minimum wage, just trying to get by, I'm telling you folks, do the best and dress for success because it will be noticed. It will be noticed. It will get noticed. I'm so serious because I noticed it. Even if no one else noticed it, I gave him those words of kindness because I was amazed. Like he was just showing so much excitement. And he even told me, I can't stand working here. You know, he was like, I can't stand working here. I don't like working here. But I'm like, oh my gosh, you're awesome. You know what? Those of you listening, please, please tell someone. Even if you walk into whatever, your Home Depot, whatever, you see someone doing a profound job, a great, I know I keep using that word, but it's just on my heart to use that word. But if you see someone doing a great job at their typical duties for that day, even if they're not a manager, they're not a supervisor, and they're just, you know, the regular staff, you know, just let them know. They're the regular hourly staff. Let them know you're doing awesome. They're doing awesome. You're doing awesome. And I'm so serious. That will put a smile on their face. That will just make a huge impact on their day. You know, so definitely, you guys, see it. And even yourself, if you're listening, like, just, oh my gosh, dress for success. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate that job you have. And then tell yourself you're not going to be here for long. Write down your goals. What are you doing? What are you planning on every day and every night? Make it your the best effort that you can to journal what it is you want to do. You don't want to be at McDonald's for years down the road. You want to grow into management. You want to grow into opening your own franchise. You want to grow into starting your own business. You want to grow into getting maybe another job that's not within the same franchise or not within the same company. You know what I'm saying? But write them down, and you need to see it every single day so that others can see it like I did. I saw in that guy, and I gave him those words of kindness. I said, you are phenomenal. You're phenomenal. Now, that's making the most of dress to success. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate all the things that God has already given you and make the most out of it. Okay? Hear that word. And again, at Target, like I said, his energy was awesome. His energy was just phenomenal. And what I mean by energy is just the way I felt. Even me, he wasn't even my supervisor. He wasn't even my manager. I felt like, wow, I would love to have him on my team and have him on my upline, like, just to give me some words of encouragement, you know? Like, if I'm missing my kids that day, oh my gosh, by him just saying, you guys are doing awesome, you guys are doing awesome, great work. That's what somebody and anybody would want to hear. You know, you want to be around someone that's like that, someone that's portraying that mindset and that just being persistent at achieving that goal that day for that job, achieving that goal that day for, you know, building the company that you work for. You have to serve. In order for you to grow and help others around you grow, you have to serve. You have to serve that company. Serve McDonald's, serve Target, serve Post Office, serve Instacart, Uber, whatever it is that you do. You have to serve and be in that serving mentality to serve others and do well onto others in order for you to get what you desire. You know, so whatever he did that morning, whatever affirmation, whatever prayer he said, I tell you, I felt that energy. I felt his positivity just flowing in abundance. I felt that. I felt his vibe. And if you could read vibes the way I can feel and read vibes, I'm so serious. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, for those of you that don't, you just better pray that you will know how to just feel vibes and fill out vibes and fill out energy, okay? Because that's what I do when I look for my babysitters, for my kids. I make sure I go to their house. I fill out the vibe in their house. I fill out their energy for the sitter and the caregivers that's going to be watching my kids. Oh, yeah. And so, again, if you don't know, please pray on it, okay? But now, skincare, the face, the teeth, the breath. Okay, back to that gentleman again. Like I said before, his energy was phenomenal. The way he was dressing for success, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Now his skin, he was just all over dressed for success. His hair was brushed up nice and neat and nice and curled. Curls were popping, just beautiful. You know, whatever hair, you got shortcut hair, you got bald head, you better make the most out of that bald head. You better just have it nice and shiny, not all dry. You know, so his hair, his skin was just glowing. I mean, come on, man. Just because you're a man does not mean you gotta leave the house with some ashy, nasty, bumpy, flaky skin. No. Okay? Especially ladies. I'm big on hands. For those of you that know me, oh, I am big on hands. Especially for a woman. Men can get away with some ashy knuckles. But women, You better come correct with your well-manicured nails. Even if you don't have polish, just keep them nice and groomed. Keep your cuticles moisturized. Keep your hands and those knuckles moisturized. And keep your hands nice and beautiful. You're a woman. You're a lady. Keep those hands looking young and youthful, okay? Put some vitamin E. If you with my company, with It Works, you better grab some of that stretch mark cream. You better grab some of that Prevensive Age that I use on my hands too. You better grab some of that defining gel and put it on those hands. Okay? Seriously, okay? Keep your skin flawless. No matter what you do, even if you're a housewife, for those house moms listening, whether you're a housewife or you're a house mom, I swear to goodness, don't leave that house dropping them kids off looking like a hot mess and thinking that nobody want to see you. Because, for one, you never know who's watching, okay? You never know when you step out that house to drop those kids off from school, to pick them up from school. What if the teacher is like, hey, can I speak to, go get your mom and have your mom come out the car so I can speak to her. Not saying this happened to me. But I always get out the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I drop my kids off, sometimes I don't get out the car. But, the principal, somebody will walk up to your car. So, please, have one a little bit of powder. You don't need to do the whole makeup, the whole nine, and do everything to your face with the blush, the lipstick. No, just put some chapstick, some Carmex on your lips, a little bit of, you know, powder, foundation on your face. Just whip it on your face real quick, and some chapstick, some lip balm, some shea butter, coconut oil on that face, something, okay? And look decent. Take the scarf off your head, ladies. If you're going to wear your scarf, wear one of those pretty ones that you can like tie up and wrap up, you know, like a beautiful turban. You know what I'm saying? Make it look beautiful if you're going to wear your scarf. Because I do that too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't walk out the house or grab my wig or whatever. Or, you know, I don't feel like wearing my hair out. So if I don't feel like wearing my hair off, one. And then if I don't feel like wearing a wig, two. Mind you, I'm going to rock the mess out of my scarf. Okay, I'm not going to wear it how I would wear it to bed, but I'm going to wear it how, you know, if I'm going somewhere nice and you just wrap it up nice and beautiful, you know. I'll make some YouTube videos of how to wear your scarf, but I'm pretty sure there is some out there, but I'll make some for my viewers and for my listeners or followers on Instagram and Facebook fam. I'll definitely make some videos of that too. How to wear your scarf if you just got to really get the ground going, you gotta go get out the house and you're rushing, right? But anyway, at least make sure your face, that's your face, that's your hair. Now your teeth and your breath. Please make sure you brush your teeth before you leave the house. When your kids brush their teeth, you might as well go ahead and brush your teeth too. Or while your kids brushing their teeth, go upstairs, make their little snack bag and stuff. And then when they go upstairs or they're getting their coat on and their shoes on, you go ahead and brush your teeth and get yourself nice and ready, okay? For men and women, with the breath. Now, if you do suffer from bad breath, this is no joke. I'm not even laughing. If you suffer from bad breath, definitely please seek medical advice. You know, go to your PCP, go to your nurse practitioner. If you have a nurse friend, you know, an RMA friend, you know, please just reach out to them. If you know a nutritionist, a health coach, reach out to them, you know, reach out to them and ask them, you know, I suffer from severe bad breath and how can I, or, you know, reach out to your dentist, whoever it is. And just ask them, what can I do? You know, and I'm so serious. This is not a joking matter, because there's people out there that really do suffer from bad breath, no matter what they do, no matter what products they use to brush, to floss. So I really want to address this issue. So please take this seriously. Get the help that you need. Don't use anything like bleach or anything, because I've seen that before. I read that before, where this one young lady was using to gargle bleach and everything. Please don't do anything severe and harmful to your insides, to your throat, to your palate. Please don't do that, okay? Get the help that you need. You know, we're all here for you. I'm here for you. If you need to reach out, please send me a message. Reach out to me. And I'll even help you, because I'm a certified health coach, so I'll even help you just try to tackle that, okay? But definitely before you leave the house, everyone, these are the key reminders, okay? Dress to success. Make the most of what you have, because your personal appearance is everything when you leave the house. Skincare. Keep your skin looking flawless. your face, your teeth, your breath. Please keep it in control, under control, and just make it look like you're about to go on a photo shoot. You're stepping out the house to meet and have a discussion with someone. Even if you think you're not going to talk to anybody, keep everything clean. Practice great hygiene. Brush your teeth, floss, and mouthwash. Or like I said, if you have severe breath issues and severely bad breath, get the help that you need or reach out to me. And then again, your vibes and your energy. Make sure that your vibes are on point. You are just spreading out and sending out positive energy. And what I mean by that, it's all in your mind. I'm going to have a different podcast on a different episode on that, about the mindset and affirmations and the vibes. So I'll go more into detail for those that don't know about it. There's some people that I know that don't really know about vibes and what's vibes, what's energy. So I'll go more into detail about that. But for those that do know, keep your mindset right, your vibes and your energy high. All right. So thank you, loves, for listening. Please stay tuned for more, and please take care of yourself. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube. I mean, you guys mean so much to me just by simply clicking the button and just literally just sharing and enjoying the episode. Thank you so much. So if you guys have like any concerns, questions, or topics that you want me to discuss, please don't hesitate to send me an email. Go to shauna@sexyloveandreflection.com or shauna.holisticallyher@gmail.com, and I will be sure to hit you back within 24 to 48 hours. And again, just like, oh my gosh, you guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much again for listening, my loves, for sharing in everything that you do. So stay tuned for more, and definitely I will just have a plethora of different topics to discuss on this channel. Okay, so stay tuned, and thank you, and just have a blessed, beautiful day. Bye-bye.